Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
come on and let God in tonight. And I want to tell you, this is divine will of God, divine tax and divine deliverance and God, divine word. I want to say to you tonight, breaking curses and hexes. And I just want to let you know, and I don't know if I talked to you about it, Pearl or Mary, and I forgot, I talked to some people about it. I was praying for the people down in Mississippi. One lady lost her house. One lady had to go find her cow and her horse. Blow it off somewhere else. Didn't kill them, just carried them. Just picked them up and carried them to another place. And this is very bad. I'm praying for the people in Mississippi, those in Louisiana, Arkansas, those that are misplaced because of the tornado. I was telling Sister Lisa that the tornado was down in Florida, in Orlando, somewhere down in Florida. They tore up a lot of the house. And just like Mother Ann used to tell Kit and tell Regina, God trying to get their attention, trying to get people attention. Now, I want to say this to you, some of y'all hollering, what happened to Will Smith? He went there and slapped that man. He didn't slap him because his wife, okay? He slapped him because he was under a demonic spirit. Well, you should visualize that. If I slap you, I'm not going to cry about slapping you because I did it because I want to do it. But this man was under a demonic curse. And when demons get on people, they act different. I know a man jumped on his wife. And when the police got there, he went to crying. And he said, something told me to do that, and I couldn't stop doing it. He didn't hurt her, because he said, Bishop, if he had hit me one more time, I was going to shoot him. You know, I know he's something wrong with him, because that's out of, he don't do that. And we've been married for 32 years, he's never hit me. So people can be possessed by evil spirits, okay? Now, on the night, breaking curses and hexes. Let me say it again, breaking curses. Some of you on you, and you have never got it off of you, what you have did, got somebody else got you. If I got an evil spirit, and you got an evil, we come to two evil spirits. And out of that, you have children. A lady called me earlier today, down in North Carolina. The little boy, 12 years old, pulled his gun out the back of his middle school and shot and killed another boy. We got to take the kids out of these babies' hands, these guns. And one lady up here, her son was out. I think it was 12, 13. Anyway, he was out at 1 o'clock. He pissed on the police killed him. And he was wrong for shooting the boy, drawed a pistol on the police. Where was he at 1 o'clock at night? Where was his mama? These mamas and daddies got to step up to the plate. These kids out of control. Like I said, they're demon kids. And you lie on them because this boy cussed his mama out. And he's 12 years old. And told he whoop her tail. Okay, but when he get killed, she hollered and cried, everybody wrong. You're wrong tonight for not raising your kids. You're not right. You have to chastise them and raise them, and that's not happening. Not happening in the black community, not happening in the Spanish community, not happening in the white community. They run away children, caught up with demon spirit, internet, and all this other stuff they caught up with, and that's what's going on. Breaking curses and hexes tonight. Breaking curses and hexes. And all spell. Let me say this in. Breaking spells. Jinx. Love spells. Blocking your growth. These are demons that have been released from the heavenly realm and can't go back to the heavenly realm. These are spirits on the face of the earth. And they come to devour and kill me and you. Okay. This is the last day in March. We got snow in Chicago on and off. Tornadoes hit Mississippi, Lexington, Mississippi. And they said it hit, it's in another little town, Durant and Pickens all down through there. It went on and hit down in Sullivan, Alabama, somewhere in Carmen Hill in Jasper, Alabama. And it hit in Arkansas, Jackson, Mississippi, Greenwood and Greenville, Mississippi. And do you know, when a tornado hit, that's where people, lots of black folks were hung and killed and lynched. And just, they passed the bill, no more lynching. I'm working on this book called The Hit Chicago Team, Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, and the other kids that were killed. And the kids that were killed, and then some kids were set up and killed by the system. And then some kids they wanted to kill, they couldn't, they put them in jail. We're going to talk about that in my book called The Big Hit of Chicago. I'm working on that. What I want to say to you tonight, God bless you. Don't forget we're on 7 days a week, every night from 9 to 10. The night it have to be divine tax. And I'm seeking, I get Lisa on the phone to see how tax going. I haven't heard from her. Talking about divine taxes. And I was talking to a girl in Mississippi. And the tornado hit Yazoo City and hit Jackson, Mississippi. Hit Yazoo City real bad. Took some houses up. And in Greenwood, it moved a lady house and a cow. The tornado is tearing up down south. The flood is coming to the Midwest. Ohio, Chicago, Michigan, and I got a call right there. It's snowing up in Minnesota as I speak. So it's a lot going on, and it's for you to look out. I'm talking about breaking curses, hexes tonight. In the name of Almighty God and all the ancestors and Jesus and the prophets, I do break curses and hexes off of 10 generations on my dad's side and mama's side. Every evil spirit that raises their head, I'm asking the angels to cut their head off. It's scriptures that you need to read for meditation. But tonight, we're going to talk about Psalms 119. Get your Bible. Psalms 119 is very long, but it breaks curses and hexes, and it gets you focused back to where you're supposed to be. And I want to say that to you tonight. I want you to read Psalms 35, 37, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 and 13. And I want you to read that tonight, Psalms 119, and read it the first. We're going into the angel of this month. The angel of this month is Michael. Now we're getting ready to go into the next month, and you need to know the name of the angel. The angel was Michael, and Archangel Michael fight the devil. You read how the next time you invoke him. Andrea, we're getting ready to bring the angel that master magic and master witchcraft. And I'm going to be telling you about that angel. That angel isn't the angel of April. Breaking curses and hexes off of you and your children. That's very important for that to take place. See, now, I asked you last night, Exodus 14:14, let God fight your battle. And put this down. Exodus 23:20. God will send an angel to see you in the right path. And won't nothing come to you because that angel is a bodyguard for you by God. You know not, you have not. I want to tell you tonight, get ready for 20 2022-23 to be a breakout year of body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm praying for all the families that lost loved ones and those that are looking. One lady asked me, bitch, what's going on? Number one, it's too many guns. Number two, no direction. Number three, the government is not doing its duty. Number four, men and women have come away from God doing their own thing. And the Bible says it seemed unseemly. And God turned it over to a reprobate mind. That means you're going to go crazy at some time or another. I know one lady, and this lady was together. This other lady woke up and killed this lady and went back home to her husband. Then I know a lady, that two ladies was moving against God, and they got to fighting and they stabbed each other to death. And I know another situation where the boy and the woman got to fighting, two men got to fight, and they choked each other. Both of them died. They choked each other to death. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You can lie and lie, but it's going to catch up with you. What you do in the dark is going to come to light. In all their ways, acknowledge God, he will. And it stirs to direct your path. This is the last night of March. March came in like a lamb. Was going out like a lion, a tiger, stomping and tearing up all over the world doing that. God is trying to get your attention. Now, I have prophesied, I'm going to prophesy again. When they get through over there in Permia, they're going to find bodies, mass of bodies, that's been buried by the Russians. They're going to find bodies all scattered in the street. You know, the Bible, we read Revelation, said the bodies are going to be laying in the street. You can go to Premier now, you got bodies of soldiers, bodies of individuals laying out in the street. You know, just laying out in the street because so much of evil that's going on. So that's what's happening. I want you to get your paper together and your pencil. If I feel like it, I might give you a prophecy. I think I will give a couple of your prophecies. Now, if you had a dream last night, you got something to do about the Bible class, it's time for you to press one and for you to act. One lady called me today. She said, "Bishop, I don't want to talk on the radio. I want to answer this question for me." It was answered. And, you know, if you're trying to grow yourself, you can't let your husband, your children, your sister, brother block you. Because what God got is for you. One lady, you know, and this lady was married to this man. And she got a divorce. The man started messing over her. And I told her, I said, "Just, you're dealing with a demon." And she gave him the house. He still followed her. He found stuff all around her door. Up on her car, flat evil spirit. And you don't know who you're jumping in the bed with. You don't know who you're saying I do with, because they got a little money, because they might got curly hair. Now, you don't know, is there a demon sent from hell to get you? Or is a woman out to get you? You buying the cars and everything don't mean nothing. Is a man that got two or three different women? And you don't know, one lady, and I was praying for this lady, and this is a husband, he brought her a disease, and the doctor said it's a new kind of disease, sexually. And doctor doing some investigation to find out where it comes from. It's not American disease. See, there's lots of people coming over from these other countries. They got all kind of diseases. So we are privileged to their diseases. Our president say he's going to bring a lot of more in. I just want to ask the question, how come the Haitians, were sent back home when they came seeking asylum? Trump didn't let nobody in. Mexicans and nobody, when the Mexicans came, he took their babies and sold them. But I'm going to say this tonight. Let me share this with you tonight. It's very important tonight to understand your place with God and your place, what you need to do. God has gave you a divine healing tool, but you got to work it. Okay. And the Bible, the Word of God, will help you do what you need to do. Now, I want to tell you that it's a lot going on in your life. Psalms 27, Psalm 35, 37, and Psalm 27. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 to 13. And the main scripture for the night is Psalms 119. That's the main scripture tonight. And we're talking about breaking curses and hexes. Deuteronomy 28 and 7. Exodus 23 and 20. And Exodus 14 and 14. The reason I keep bringing that up, we're in a time where there ain't going to be enough food. It's going to be a time coming back to back, storm, coming back to. After we get through, let me prophesy this. You can put it down. We're going to have a war in the Middle East that's brewing now. That's over in Israel. And you can understand we're going to have a shortage, not only gas, of food. We better get some seeds and cultivate your backyard or get you a pot in your house and put a light on it and plant some tomatoes or something. This is real talk that's going on. So I want you to get ready. Teachers are leaving school because the kids don't obey. Kids bringing knives and guns to school, and the board of education, that they ain't doing nothing about it. It ain't going to go away. When kids 12 and 13 got guns and knives, how can you teach in that environment? You know, you can't teach in that environment. You know, when police jump out the car, they might get shot because there's so many guns been loosened all over this country. And some of this stuff, the police lie so much, people don't trust them. They shoot them on sight. That's got to change. I told you a year ago that it's going to be a loss of shooting a policeman, and it didn't happen. Two got killed in New York, got killed in up in Minnesota. They killing citizens, but the citizen that turned the table on them, kill or be killed. But the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Get ready for a divine breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something for you. I know somebody's got a testimony. I know Pearl did a testimony last night. I told her don't go to sleep through a testimony. And Mary was out shopping. You know, it's good that you can shop. And some of you can't shop because you ain't got no money then. Can't go. And I was at the Hilton today. And I came out the car. Somebody cut the lady, went under that car and cut the kernel of the verse. She was at the dentist. And she was quiet to spend. I come, boom! I said, what happened? They cut it off. Then in a couple of places, somebody got a knife stuck in the tank and was getting gas out of all the trucks. So you got to know them demons. They trying to get some gas, get $10 worth of gas to get burned up or blowed up. They crank that truck up, it might blow up. But if it's the middle of fuming that gas, that means it got real bad. That means the demons are loose. I'm talking about breaking curses and hexes. It's time for us to break spells and loose the demon and break spells and break all kind of spells and hexes, jinx. Some of you can't get them because you got jinx and you got to get it off of you. Psalms 119, real good for you to read. I'm going to see if Mary reads 23rd number of Psalms tonight. Should have a good meeting. Mary, read the 23rd number of Psalms for us.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me up all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That was number 23rd.
Thank God for that, that she got that out of the way. Thank you. Now, Mary, I want you to get 119 number psalm, and if you can put your hands up, if you got 119 number psalm, because I want to share a little bit the 119 number psalm with you. And Sister Duke, if you got 119 number psalms in your Bible, you push the button, push one, where I know. If all y'all got Psalms 119 in your Bible, push one on your phone. That means that you done got the scripture. Psalms 119, that would ask you to get. Psalms 119, and that Psalm you get for 119, okay, I see that you got it, and then we're going to deal with that. Tonight, we're going to deal with Psalm 119. And Mary, press one on your phone. I know that you got it. Kit, press one on your phone. I know that you got it. Because I want to share something with you tonight. And you're going to need, yeah, I see you. Mary, you got your hand up. See, when you press one, a hand will pop up. And I know, Kit, I see your hands up. Does that mean that you got Psalm 119. Okay. With the Psalms 119. Pearl, press one on your phone. And I know that you got 119. All you got to do is just press one on your phone. And your and on my computer, the hand your hand will raise up as a hand come down. And, then, and the hand raise up. And when that hand raise up, that means that you you want to talk or you own. In this case, tonight, you're on, and we're going to talk about some things that will help you. I see 7589, you're on two. Press one, where you and if you got your Bible. Because I want to tell you, going into next month, which is the month of April, it's lots of rain supposed to be, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be an early it's going to be a real early storm down in Florida. Hurricanes come early. And time of hurricane, time when the tornadoes stop, the hurricane going to kick in. And they're going to kick in quick, fast, and in a hurry. Net, oh, yeah, I see your hand up. Thank you. Now, the reason I ask you, Hannah, turn your Bible to 119 number Psalm. Now, before you turn your Bible to 119 number Psalm, I got a message for each one of them. Because this is a show, a prophecy. We get prophecy out. And we on Monday, we have the Dr. Martin Luther King show. On Tuesday, crossover with the ancestors. And some of you need to know your ancestor is not pleased with you. One young lady, the ancestor told her to get a hold on her son and told her, I didn't bring him this long to do what he's doing. I want him to be a doctor, a lawyer. Anybody, you know, when you're uneducated, you can do anything. But when you get your career, you know, one of the things happened, I want to say, that black folks are bricklayers, carpenters. Now, you Spanish folks doing all that. Black folks running with their pants down, want to snatch and grab, okay? And the kids, smaller and smaller, 12, 13, got guns. One little boy in Dalton, Illinois, the woman, the girl, left the gun in the car. The baby, the woman got out the store. The baby got the gun in the back of the car, shot in the head. The baby didn't know what a gun was. She probably seen him and killed her. We got to keep the guns out of these kids' hands. And we got to be responsible. Grandmother, stop raising your kids. What is your daughter doing? Just having babies? And I'm getting them over to grandma's house. And you done raised her. Now you raising her babies. And she out getting more babies. Y'all better wake up. You know what I'm saying? And with Will Smith, I'm going to say it. Will Smith was under a demonic spirit. When he went up and slapped that boy, Chris Rock, he was totally possessed. Denzel said, the devil get you at your height. This boy, it wasn't about really his wife. It was about evil spirit. And when he got back, he was still cussing. But after that, he broke down and started crying. That let me know he was out of his mind. They ain't going to tell you. They going to say he's bad. The man was possessed. And many of you are possessed by the devil. That's why so much going on, you possessed by evil spirit. Well, how did you get it? You might got it off of somebody. Somebody did. And you found out. One lady said she quit the job. And she said, because I quit the job, I could rest. But I couldn't rest. I said, because people were dressing themselves, and it was evil spirit. Okay? Some evil spirit would come and take you out until you get up this morning and get a gun and shoot yourself. Get up this morning and take some dope and you ain't going to die. That's the devil tell you, you ain't going to die. He a liar. A father liar. So I want to tell you, you know, I was talking to another young lady. This girl pregnant, but she lied. Said she had a baby one day. She could have had the baby yesterday, but she said, I'm going to wait. See, a liar can't tell in God's sight. See, you can't let the devil ride. You let him ride, he'll take you out. I know I'm right. We're going to deal with some. Now, do anybody got their hand up? We would deal with Revelation last night. Then the thing I want to ask about Revelation. And Revelation was dealing with what's happening right now. Bodies laying in the street. Men shooting and killing each other. And that's happening. Now, I want you to get your Bible because I'm going to share this with you. We're going to go by screen by screen. Now, I haven't opened up your line, but I want to tell you this is something that you need to get involved in when you read Psalms 100 and 19. Turn your Bible to Psalms 119. Now, where you got your Bibles, I'm going to give you a message. Now, this is, if I give somebody, it ain't for you. You can read it. It might curse you out because it ain't for you. I'm going to call your last number. Okay. 7589, the Spirit say you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 7 and 8. 8138, the Spirit say you read Romans 13 and 1. It's a message in the scriptures I'm giving you. 4119, and the scripture that the Spirit given me for you, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35 and 36. 53:50. Revelation 14, verse 7 and 8. Okay. 30:30. Psalms 91. I say. Now, all of you got your Psalms. Now, we're going to get ready. Now, this is a long scripture. But I want you to listen to it tonight because we want to share it with you. Don't hang up your phone. Maybe you got a question you want to ask because this now, when you read this, this Psalm 119, it invoked Exodus 23. This is a scripture invoked the angel. Now, when you read it, so I'm going to read it tonight. You read it to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Each time you read it, Abigail, you make a, when you read it, I read it to the east. You make a request. Read to the west, make a request. To the south, to the east, you read it all four ways. Each time you make a spiritual request. From who? From God. And when you do that, you will find it will be changes in your life, change with people around you, and changes with you, your attitude. Okay? So that's very important. Now, get your Bible.
The excellencies of God's law.
The excellencies of God's law.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord.
Blessed are the undefiled, walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are them that keep his Ten Commandments, God's law. Now, just telling you, this is Psalm 19, that you got to walk with God, not with man, not with your, not your wife. If your husband drink, you ain't got to drink. If your husband on dope, you ain't got to be on dope. If your wife drink, you ain't got to drink. If your children drink, you ain't got to drink. You got to keep yourself at a high standard, okay, for God to bless you. Whatever you want, whatever you need, God won't give it to you. That Prophet Johnson always said, in all ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And Bishop Collier said, reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall on a star, you're on high ground. Y'all ain't hearing me. Sometimes you jump before God. That's when I say Exodus 14 and 14. Stop trying to fight. You know, when Will Smith went up and slapped that man, I said, he showed it, but when he turned, I seen a demon on him when he walked back. He was laughing when the boy told the joke. But when that demon hit him, he went up and slapped him. Okay? Now, when he slapped him, he chastised Rock. Because Rock was sending spirits out, but that evil spirit got on Will Smith. And now, let me tell you, if I slap you side the head, what am I going to cry about? Because I intend to do it. Will Smith went to crying, I'm sorry, I apologize, because that demon was off of him. And Dunzel said, at your highest hour, that's when the devil comes. And I want to tell you, at your lowest moment, the devil will come and tell you, don't nobody love you. Come and take you out. And it tell you, go to the hospital and see the doctor. And you get there, the devil got the doctor waiting on to give you some pills to swell you up. Give you a pill to give you a heart attack. Message your kidneys and all of that. You got to try the spirit by the spirit, know that the spirit of God. Glory, hallelujah. Get ready tonight. We're going to finish this. And don't rush off. If you got any problems about it, I want to talk about it. Psalm 119. I always tell you to read it because the anointing is in that. Read it in your house. Open your Bible to it. 119. Well, one lady said, Bishop, I go to sleep. Now, if you go to sleep on it, this is what you do, kid. Put it on your phone and cut it on and listen. Y'all know how to work them computers and them telephones. Just go and Google Psalms 119. When you Google it, sit down and let it talk. And when it gets through, read it and set it up again. It's that simple. Things is easy for you to fight the devil now. The devil come to kill and destroy. He come to get you. Look how many people done died since last Tuesday over there in Paramil. They showed on TV men's bodies laying out. It's off that scripture where it said they're going to conquer, going to be laying in the street. We're seeing it. We are living it, people. We are seeing it right now. If you got a need, you plan to go to my website. And I want you to go to my website this going into April. East, West, North, I want you to give one, two, four pieces of money. I ain't going to tell you how much Spirit is going to tell you. I want you to send four pieces of money. I don't want you to mail. I want you to send it to my website. DustCedarAbrahamYourWebsite.com. Four pieces of money, Mary. Four pieces of money, Jean. And four pieces of money. And I want four pieces. And as you see them four pieces, watch what God's going to do. in clothes, money, health, and anything else. Whatever you want, God got it. God gonna get to you by being obedient. Let's get back to where you write these notes. Ain't nobody gonna teach like I'm teaching you. Ain't nobody going to teach.
Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk
Psalm
in his ways.
Psalm 119.
Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy mighty judgments. I will keep thy statutes. I did indeed answer according to thy word. With my whole heart I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in the riches. I will meditate in thy precepts.
Day and night.
I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
Praise God.
I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaks with the longing that it has unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony.
See, God, what David is saying, move all approach, him that jealous of you, him that will break you up. This is important tonight. This is Psalms 21 and 22. When you look at Psalm 21 and 22, it's telling you what's going to come upon you and telling you how to you, through your testimony to God will give you the power to master curses, hexes, spells, and jinx. And once you get that power, they can't take it away from you.
Princes also consider to speak against me, but thy servant can meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimony is also thy delight and my counselors. But my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me, teaching thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of mine, and grant me thy power patiently. I have chosen the way of truth, thy judgment. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, not to shame. I will run away from thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge. Nay, teach me with the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. I shall preserve my whole heart. Incline my heart unto thy testimony and not to thy covenant. Turn my eyes from vanity and quicken up in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy word. To thy name, turn away my reproach which I fear in thy judgment. Good. Oh, I am gone to love thy righteousness. I try. I will just like my hand. I have loved all, and I will paint my statues. Diet, remember the words of my hand which thou hast called me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy words have spoken. The proud have been yet have I seen all my love. I remember thy judgments of old. Thy statues, thy soul, the house of my community. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I have kept thy precepts. Shadow, out of my portion, I have said,
see what he's saying here, that I've turned my feet away from evil things. People that sometimes you got to take the dust from your feet, come on, you said, and get away from that. Sometimes you can't stay in vibration because people, some of the people are negative. You can't because nobody don't like you because you got a new dress, you got a new car, or you got money. Sometimes you got to stay away from them folks. I don't know how much you want to love them. But if it don't work, like you said, don't work, you have to leave it alone. It's important. So Psalm 59 and Psalm 60, letting you know you got to keep your commitment, your commandment to God. And what that really means tonight, that you got to set a goal and a standard for your life. You got to make up your mind that you're going to be successful if you're toting water from the well. You got to make up your mind. If you need a new pair of shoes, you're going to get the shoes. You can't help your children if they don't want no help. You can't help your husband if he don't want no help, if he's alcoholic drug. You can't help your wife if she don't want no help. We got a lot of evil people that I know. When I turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and it tells you when you read it, that the devil has been kicked out of the heaven realm in the earth. He know his time is short. He's trying to take you out by any means. All this killing you see on TV, and what? Look at that fool. He's evil. I don't care what nobody said. You know, anytime you do that kind of stuff, you're demonic. Women and children, women been killed in the one mama womb because they can't get no help. So Psalms 59 and 60, let's read on.
And I have forgotten thy law. And at night I will rise and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well thy servant according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed in thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Now I have kept thy word. Thou art and blessed. Thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts, my holy deeds. Their heart is an actress of thee. I delight thy law. It is good to thy deeds. I myself love thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold.
See, what he's saying that is good for me to be sick because I've learned that God can heal your body. I've learned if I stick with God, I'm going to get a breakthrough. And the silver And gold and silver can't beat what God can give you, knowledge and wisdom. Some of you depend on everybody else. Stop depending on worldly stuff and begin to feel like this is Psalm 119. When you read it, it strengthens you body, mind, soul, and spirit. And it brings those angels to stand at your attention. Heavy scripture. 71 and 72. Meditate means that you're going to pray day and night, and those that try to fear you, God going to whoop in your testimony. Let your heart, when you read the scripture, it gives you the power that be power on him, that can be power on you. I don't care if they're white, black. Once you said, this is spiritual work. When they talk about spiritual work, when you begin to do this, the enemy's going to run. The demon's going to run because they know you're connected to God. Father God, we come tonight, Psalm 119. Bless everyone that listens tonight. Everyone got their Bible open. Those that are not even in, those that will call us. Bless those people in Mississippi, Arkansas. Those people, even them people over there, ain't got nowhere to stay. God, you have put something over our head. We got food at home. Got a car to drive. Got shoes on our feet. We thank you for that. Bless those people. Ain't got nowhere to sleep tonight, sleeping in the basement, sleeping outdoors. Father God, we ask you tonight, bless everyone on the line. Give them knowledge and wisdom as we go back into the rest of this scripture.
judgment. For thou hast taught me how sweet are thy words unto my taste, to my mouth, through thy precepts, give understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Guide me like a lamp under my feet, and a light in my path. I have spoken, and I will be told. I keep thy right. I am a good man, and I shall quit me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept my decision, and free will of the means of my mouth, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is yet I err not upon my precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of Israel. I have inclined the end. Thy Lord, my love, thou art my hiding place and my shield. Pass for me, lying deep on the top of the earth. Under thy word, I insist that you not be ashamed of your grave. You shall be the I wish to follow you. I shall have a I can't believe it.
Righteous judgment endureth forever.